In the age of interactive television, the internet, and iPods, radio still holds its own. And that's just one of the reasons commentator Betty Baye decided to write her version of a love letter to a lasting medium.
You don't know what I look like, nor I suspect do you care. And that's one of the lovely things about radio. On radio, it's about the message, not whether the messenger fits some arbitrary standard of beauty that ironically not even the most beautiful people are able to attain without help, makeup, hair weaves, and cosmetics, nips and tucks. But when I slide behind a radio microphone, I needn't fear the crushing thing that happened to a dark-complexioned TV reporter friend of mine. One day, a producer complained that on camera she looked muddy. "Can't you do something about that?" he asked. And what about Oprah's horror story from her early days doing television news? Somebody had a problem with Oprah's hair. So Oprah was sent to some fancy-smancy hair salon where the snooty male stylist insisted that he could work with any kind of hair. Maybe any kind of white girl's hair, but Oprah's thick black girl hair was another matter. Oprah said she wore wigs until her own hair grew back. Now, really, what did Oprah's hair have to do with the news? Meanwhile, here I sit in Louisville, Kentucky, behind this radio microphone, and you listeners don't know whether I'm blonde, brunette, bald, skinny, fat, one-legged, cross-eyed, or blind, and it doesn't matter. It's not what I look like, but what I'm talking about. Radio is like music. If the sound soothes you, if it grooves you, if it moves you, what do you care what the music maker has on and how she's wearing her hair? When my father and his friends listened to radio in the 1930s, to Joe Louis Box, they couldn't see the action. But thanks to a voice and the sounds of the crowd, they could imagine it. They could literally feel the sweat flying and the whoosh of air as the brown bomber struck and his opponents hit the floor. Ah, radio. How do I love radio? Let me count the ways. I love you, radio, because you keep me informed and entertained. I love you because it's your beep, beep, beeping in the AM that reminds me that I've survived another night. I love that you're egalitarian and that you're portable. You, radio, enliven my days and calm my nights. Talk to me, radio, and please promise me that you'll stay with me always. Radio, ah, oh, radio, I just can't imagine life without you.
That's Betty Baye. She's a columnist with the Courier-Journal in Louisville, Kentucky. I never told the soul.